It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land, and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow, he knows not how. Of its own accord, the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come. He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, that when it is sown in the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds of the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord. Okay, students, we're going to attempt something today, and I don't know if it's going to work, but we're going to give it a shot, ask the Holy Spirit to help us out. Students, who was St. Peter? What can you tell me about St. Peter? Maria Sophia? He was the first Pope of the Church. Right, St. Peter. What else? Alfonso? He was given the keys of the kingdom. Ethan. He was called the rock of the church. Our Lord said, "I rename you Peter." His name was Simon. Our Lord made him the rock. James. He was a fisherman. Anthony. He was an apostle. Okay, students. An apostle, a fisherman, the first pope, given the keys. He's the rock of the church. How come none of you said he's the denier? None of you said St. Peter is the one who denied Christ. Why don't we remember him that way? That is true. He did do that. We don't define Peter by his sin. Why? Because that's not what God does. We hear about King David in the first reading, and he fell really, really badly. He committed a great sin. He went to the point where he committed murder. He wanted a man taken out, but we don't remember him as King David the murderer. In fact, God himself says King David was a man after his own heart. And students, the reason I tell you this is because it's so important, because what the evil one wants us to do is he wants us to define ourselves according to our sins. So anything you've ever done wrong, he wants you to label yourself that way. So if you've told lies, he wants you to think, "I'm a liar." If you've ever cheated on a test, he wants you to think, "You know what, I'm no good, I'm just a cheater." If you've ever stolen something, if you've ever taken something that was yours, he wants you to think that you are a thief. But that's not how God sees us. In fact, the moment we repent of our sins, all of that is gone. How does God always see us? He sees us as his children. And he loves us with a great love. He sees his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in us. And even, students, our culture, it goes totally along with the evil one, and it reinforces this. And in fact, in the times that we live in, our culture wants to define us, wants us to define ourselves according to our attractions, according to the feelings we have in our hearts, even though we know that they are not of God. And our culture wants us to do that, so we think, "Oh my gosh, I must be that way, so therefore I must act in accord with the way the culture has told me to define myself." Students, we are not the sum of our sins. If you add all of our sins together, that does not define who we are. We are far more than that. We are children of God, and God can set us free from every single one of our sins, and he wants to. And he wants us to always see ourselves. So, students, I close with this. If you notice, and adults fall into this far more often than young people do, But there's still the tendency. I'll have adults come into the confessional, and sometimes this is the way they start their confession. They sit down or they kneel down and they say, "Father, I'm an evil person. Father, I'm a bad person." No, you wouldn't be at confession if you were a bad person. You are a good person. That's why you're here confessing your sins. Don't believe the lies the devil is telling you. Students, if you notice, you're starting to define yourselves according to your sins or according to attractions that are not of God. Totally reject that. Turn to our Lord Jesus Christ and say, "No, Lord, I am a child of God because you live in me."